Radio Prague News.
Police arrested 17 people at demonstrations of right-wing extremist groups on Thursday's national holiday. Five paintings by the early Cubist painter Emil Fila have been stolen from the Perutz Chateau in northern Bohemia. And smog conditions have improved slightly, though pollution levels continue to exceed permissible limits. Police arrested 17 people at demonstrations of right-wing extremist groups on Thursday's national holiday. 10 people out of a group of about 50 were detained after a demonstration of the Workers' Party for Social Justice, the successor of the banned Neo-Nazi Workers' Party, when they attempted to cross the river where an opposing demonstration was taking place and were deterred by police. A group of young people then began throwing fireworks at officers. 7 other people were arrested during the demonstration itself for possession of fireworks. No problems were reported at the day's main protests, a demonstration of some 2,000 people against the current center-right government and its reform plans. November 17th marked 22 years since the beginning of the Velvet Revolution in Czechoslovakia, which brought down the country's communist regime. 5 paintings by the early Cubist painter Emil Fila were stolen from the Perutz Chateau in northern Bohemia, apparently on Thursday night. Police put the value of the reportedly uninsured paintings at tens of millions of crowns, but have declined to provide any specific information as an investigation is underway. The chateau, where the Czech avant-garde artist lived after World War II, was sold 5 years ago along with its gallery to British buyers, who the local mayor says provided good security. The work of Emil Fila is among the most expensive auctioned in the Czech Republic, with one painting sold last year for over 16 million crowns. Smog conditions in the Czech Republic have improved slightly over the last 2 days, though pollution levels continue to exceed permissible limits, namely in the regions of Moravia Silesia and southern Moravia. Dust levels in the worst affected areas, previously 4 times the permissible norm of 50 micrograms per cubic meter, fell to around 87 on Thursday. The situation has lasted more than 2 weeks in some parts of the country, with traffic and industrial manufacturing restricted, and children and the elderly advised to stay indoors as much as possible. The last of 38 mummies has been returned to a famous crypt in the town of Klatovy, more than half a year since renovation of the premises, located beneath a former Jesuit church, began. The well-preserved remains are a major historical attraction, and the site is due to reopen in several days. The bodies of individuals from the 17th century were preserved through natural ventilation in the catacombs. They can now be viewed in glass caskets. In all, the famous site was closed to locals and visitors for a year and a half. Now turning briefly to the weather. Conditions over the coming days are expected to be partly cloudy, with daytime highs between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Fowley. That's the end of the news.